The Wanderlust Festival started in Lake Tahoe in 2009. This year it's traveling to 17 locations, including Snowmass, Australia, Chile, and Brooklyn. Co-founder Jeff Krasno says the idea came after he and his business partner traveled to Costa Rica for a yoga retreat.
It was, just such an incredibly immersive and transformative experience. And we came back just so inspired. And then we kind of wondered whether or not we could sort of scale what would be the world's largest yoga retreat.
It started as a music festival with yoga happening on the side. Now yoga is the focus, with classes taught by well-known teachers such as Rod Stryker. Local instructors are part of the festival too, as well as innovative yoga concepts like slacklining and doing yoga on a paddleboard. Krasno says it's more than just yoga. It's about a healthy lifestyle, so food is part of the event.
So we're, working on developing farm-to-table dining experience, wine tasting experience, that will draw from, the local environment, different actually Colorado wines. So, it really will have kind of its own character.
Wanderlust primarily attracts people from urban environments. Most of the ticket sales for the Snowmass Festival have been to Front Range residents. So Krasno says the natural environment is a big draw.
You get out to Aspen and it's almost, we forget sometimes, we almost like have you at hello. you park your car and you're out there, in the beauty of the Rockies and, hopefully kind of can disconnect, put your phone down, put your phone away and put your car keys away and really immerse yourself in the natural environment. And, we find after, 3 or 4 days of that, you're really more apt to be able to go through a bit of a transformation or a change.
Another reason the organizers put Snowmass on their schedule is because they say there's a thriving yoga community here. It's the festival's first year in Aspen Snowmass, but organizers want to come back. Marcy Krivenin, Aspen Public Radio News.